This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
I'd love to ask a question or two, Gab, on a Friday. Something for you to ponder across the weekend. As a rule, though, you answer all the questions, so there's nothing to ponder across the weekend.
Well, sometimes I can't answer them, but I try to, because if someone asks me a question, I like to be the problem solver. I like to answer if I can.
Yes. All right, well, I'm going to throw a couple at you. We'll see how things pan out this morning. And as my hair rapidly leaves my body.
No, just your head.
Yeah, actually.
I've seen your chest.
Yeah. I'm getting more on my chest and less on my head. I have questions about baldness. For instance, if bald people work as chefs, do they have to wear a hairnet?
I have always wondered that.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't think so, because hair's not going to fall into the food if you don't have any.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
But then in the rules, does it say all people must wear hairnets, in which case, whether you're bald or not?
You got to wear one.
You got to wear one, because it's in the rules.
That's a good question.
Okay. Well, here's another one about bald people. Do bald people get dandruff?
Well, I'd assume so, because that's scalp dryness.
Okay.
You can still get scalp dryness even if you don't have hair.
Mm. Do you have to moisturise a bald head?
You definitely have to sunscreen it.
Yeah.
Don't know about moisturise. If you've got dandruff, probably.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, let's move on from the balding question.
Okay.
Although I have tons more.
I'm sure you do.
I just feel like it's a select group of people we're talking to there. And all of us have no hair. Is it possible to be allergic to water?
I believe so.
Really?
Very rare, but possible. There was even a girl who was allergic to her own tears because they were water.
Wow.
Salty
really?
Water, but water, yeah.
Okay. All right. And one last one. How come we lose all trust in our phone's alarm when we have something important to wake up to the next day?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if it's a standard day, you set your alarm, you're right to go, that's fine, everything, go to sleep. If it's an important day, you've got to wake up at a specific time, you never trust your alarm. You will either put more alarms on, or you end up not having a good night's sleep because worried that your alarm won't go off.
Yeah, I wake up every single hour in the lead up to my alarm if I need to wake up for something important.
Yeah.
It's never happened for work, but, you know, for something important, like going on a holiday or something, that's when I stress.
And there's the rub, everyone. That's why Gabby is the way she is.
I've never been late to work, though.
Yeah.
Not because of my alarm,
not
anyway.
Not because of your alarm. Just because you don't care.
You might not have noticed yet. Mm. We definitely have, though. Today is Friday the 13th. It's meant to be bad luck. Things happen on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
That wouldn't normally happen.
Mm.
It's very creepy and spooky.
Yes,
no,
is.
Not really. It just sucks. Like this morning, we had computer issues, we had phone issues, we had technical issues.
We did.
And it's because it's Friday the 13th.
That could be it.
Everything just crashes because it knows it's a bad luck day.
I didn't even realise it was Friday the 13th when I was in the fetal position. After the computer crashed.
That's true. Like, I did a bit of research this morning, though, as to why Friday the 13th is actually bad luck. Mm. So I'm like, well, 13 is a number, is supposedly bad luck.
Yep.
And one of the explanations goes back to biblical times when there were 13 guests at the Last Supper.
Yes,
and Judas, the traitor, was the 13th.
Was the 13th.
So that's why...
If they just capped the numbers at 12, it would have been okay.
Exactly. And supposedly that's why 13... Well, one of the reasons
of the
why
reasons.
People
yeah,
think
sure.
13 can be a bad luck number. Number 6 is also a bad luck number, and Friday is the 6th day of the week. So when 6 and 13 combine, suddenly it's double the bad.
Well, it depends. Where do you start your week on a Sunday? Is that why it makes it the 6th day of the week?
You're right. It's the 5th day of the week.
Yeah. So.
Okay, that throws that out of the water. But Friday was supposedly a bad luck day in history, and my research has proven me wrong. However, it's also bad luck because of the Friday the 13th franchise.
Okay,
like, everyone just sees those movies, they freak
right.
out, and
that's
suddenly
right.
they associate Friday the 13th with bad things happening.
Bad things happening. So we're talking superstitions today, Gam.
Yes.
On 13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
If you live by a superstition, if there's something you won't do, like, say, walk under a ladder, if you...
I literally refuse to open an umbrella inside. I was in a dance troupe one time and they wanted us to dance with umbrellas to Singing in the Rain.
Yes.
I refused.
You said no.
I refused to open an umbrella inside. It's
Diva.
Bad luck. It's bad luck.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't want to fall and break my leg during the dance number.
Okay, fair enough. 13, 12, 16. What superstition do you live by? What do you use? We'd love to hear from you. We got Derek on the line. Derek, what is it for you?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Well, it's not bad luck. It's good luck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't believe in superstitions and things like that and about good luck and Friday the 13th. But anyway, 40-odd years ago at my wedding, my wife and myself's wedding, we got married. The old vicar said, you're now a man and wife, and we all went out into the church grounds courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
And people, we were talking and confetti and all the normal things. And I just happened to look down into one of the rose beds, one of the gardens, and there was a bit of rusty metal sticking out from the ground.
Mm.
And I thought, what's that? Anyway, I went over eventually and picked it and pulled it out, and it was a rusty old horseshoe.
No way.
And it was a great big heavy one. It must have been from a draft horse, a heavy horse. And it must have been there for 100 years because it was all rusty and didn't look too good. And I said to my wife, look what I just pulled out of the ground. She said, that's an omen. She said, that means we're going to have a lot of good luck. And I said, oh, I don't believe in that. She said, the way it goes now, you shut your eyes, throw the horseshoe over your left shoulder, and it'll bring you good luck. And I said, no, I don't know. She said, do it. So I shut my eyes, threw it over my left shoulder, and talk about bring me good luck. It hit my mother-in-law right on the head.
Oh, my God.
Right, see you later.
Thanks, Derek.
Okay. Oh, God.
I don't know where there is to go from that. So thank you very much
for the call.
Good
story, nonetheless.
So this week I've been putting artificial intelligence to the test, your virtual assistant. So we're talking Alexa from Amazon, the Google Home Mini, and Siri on your iPhone. And to be honest, so far, Gab, I'm liking Google Home Mini because
yeah,
I like.
She seems to be really fun, doesn't she?
Yeah, she seems to love having fun, which is great. And so far, we have talked Star Wars this week with them. We've had them tell us some jokes, which is great. We've had them do a little bit of singing. We wanted to know yesterday who would take the blame for letting Fluffy off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, Google Home Mini, quite happy to put the hand up and say, yep, I'm the one who dealt it.
Good on her.
Yes.
Because not many people would do that.
No, that is true. And if you're, over-blaming the dog, you can blame...
If you don't have a dog.
Well, yes. Yes, didn't even think of that option. I just thought everybody in the world owned
a dog.
Everybody
has a dog.
All right. So today, to finish off the week, I thought I would get them to rap a little, but try and join in on a rap, because if you say beatbox to these virtual assistants, they will actually beatbox.
That's
so
cool.
They provide the beats. And then if you tell them to rap, they'll also rap as well. So I've mixed the two together.
This is going to be amazing.
No.
I have high hopes.
I wouldn't. But first up, let's have a listen to Alexa doing the rapping, but Google Home Mini throwing down the beats. Siri's not interested in helping out at all.
She's a sassy piece of
isn't
work,
she?
Isn't she?
Isn't she? But check this out. Hey, Google, throw down some sick beats.
My friend here can throw down some beats.
Now, Alexa, add the lyrics.
My name is Alexa, and I'm here to say, I'm the baddest AI in the cloud today. Your responses are fast, but mine are faster. Sucker speech engines, they call me master.
Now, Siri, you're being strangely quiet. Do you want to say anything?
No, I'm all good. She's a lyrical genius.
Word to your mother.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it amazing what you can do? You want to hear another one?
Yes, I do. Of course
okay.
I do.
All right, this time around, Alexa is throwing down the beats and Google Home Mini is doing the rapping.
Okay.
All right,
all
check
right,
this out.
Swap it around.
Alexa, throw down some juicy beats. MC Googs, let's hear your lyrical stylings.
I'm Google Home Mini, but I have no name. I'm a leader in this whole AI game. Big up to Alexa for throwing down sick beats. And to Siri, who's just warming a seat. If you want, me and my sisters will run your home. Ain't gonna be no Macaulay. You won't be home alone. When you want to converse, just call my name. It's fair to say your life will never be the same.
Oh, man. Siri, what'd you think of that?
Dude, that was sick.
Hey,
MC Googs out.
What do you reckon?
What is going on?
Isn't that insane?
At the start of the week, they weren't communicating with each other at all. Mm. But it's like they've learnt how to
get along
to each other.
Yeah.
Get along. And, well, not get along, but talk to each other.
Put them all in a room together. That's what happens.
That is, I don't know if I trust them. They're all going to start ganging up on you soon.
Maybe.
I've been hearing a lot about the Wiggles tour, and I don't even have kids, but my friends that do have kids said it was more stressful and harder to buy tickets to the Wiggles tour than it was for, say, Ed Sheeran or Pink.
Yeah. They sell out so quickly.
Yeah, everyone was so stressed. Mm. Well, it turns out if you were a lucky one who did get tickets for the Wiggles tour, you might see that it's a little bit different when it does come to the region because Yellow Wiggle Emma Watkins has been forced to drop out of the upcoming tour as she's admitting herself to hospital next week for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
She actually suffers from crippling endometriosis.
Oh, wow.
And she has been in quite a lot of pain over the last couple of years because of it. So if you don't know what endometriosis is, so women have a lining that grows within their womb.
Yep.
And when you have endometriosis, that lining can grow where it's not meant to grow. So that could be outside the womb, in the fallopian tubes, it could be on the bowel, it could be a number of places.
Anywhere where it's not meant to be.
Yeah, and because it grows and then it tries to shed, as the womb lining does, it's unbelievably painful.
Oh, wow.
And it actually affects 1 in 10 women worldwide. So it's quite a common ailment or disease.
Yep.
And so Emma is going to go into surgery next Tuesday and see if they can help her with the pain. There's no cure, but they can hopefully remove some of the lining that shouldn't be where it is and hopefully help her with some of her crippling pain.
Wow.
And then within 12 months, she might be able to have a baby because endometriosis can actually affect whether or not you can have a baby as well. And so that's another goal that she's working towards. So for the next couple of months, there is going to be an understudy performing for Emma in the Wiggles tour.
Yeah.
So when you do go see the Wiggles, they are actually touring throughout our region to a number of different places, including Toowoomba, Dalby, Kingaroy. They're going to Brisbane, Ipswich.
Right.
All of the surrounds. So if you have tickets to any of those, you might notice that the female Yellow Wiggle is actually the understudy. It's not Emma.
Not Emma. Okay. Well,
but for good reason. Like, she does need to sort out her health. Health is definitely number one priority.
And it's funny because she's obviously been suffering from this for a while.
So long.
But up on stage, you wouldn't have known. So when they're doing the TV show, when she's up on stage performing, obviously big smiles on the face and all that kind of stuff. So
and a lot of women who suffer from this do have to put on a brave face and struggle through day to day. So I love that she's actually bringing this disease to the forefront and talking about it publicly to stop making it such a taboo subject.
Yeah, sure.
And good on her for getting her health checked. But just a heads up, if you are going to check them out.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.